At 23, young Pueblo collapsed on the floor, convinced he was having a heart attack after excessive drug use. In that moment of vulnerability, he saw how far he'd strayed from his potential, using substances to escape inner sadness. This crisis catalyzed a profound transformation that would eventually touch millions. Lighter resonates deeply because it maps a journey the writer himself has walked, from addiction to profound inner peace, offering a roadmap to becoming lighter, not by avoiding life's challenges, but by facing them with newfound clarity and compassion. True self-love isn't about selfishness, it's about relating to yourself with compassion and honesty. This foundation encompasses radical honesty, positive habit building, and unconditional self-acceptance. When we lie to ourselves, we become strangers to our own experience. Imagine navigating a dense forest while blindfolded. Have you noticed how harshly you judge yourself when making mistakes? The most effective approach is moving through life with consistent self-acceptance, not complacency, but acknowledging what arises without rejection. As self-love matures, our love for others expands into a wise, balanced love where we care for others without forgetting ourselves. Our minds carry imprints of everyone who has influenced us, parents, teachers, friends, and strangers whose comments shaped us. This conditioning affects our behavior in ways we rarely notice. True healing means exploring your inner landscape, using awareness to navigate difficult terrain. Progress isn't about forgetting, but decreasing reactivity, feeling emotions without being consumed by them. The author found healing through Vipassana meditation, though no single approach works for everyone. The right method should feel intuitive, challenging but not overwhelming, allowing emotional processing. True healing removes the barriers between you and happiness. Much of our suffering is self-imposed through disturbing imagination and cravings that prevent appreciation. Taking responsibility means managing what we can control rather than blaming others. While trauma from others is real, healing requires becoming our own hero. No one else can save us. We naturally resist change, clinging to youth, health, pleasant moments, and loved ones. This resistance creates suffering, like fighting a river's current when flowing with it would bring fewer challenges. Everything exists through change's constant motion. The mind resists through craving, which becomes attachment, trying to reshape reality. Every attachment rebels against impermanence. When attached to nothing, there's no pathway to hurt. Are humans fundamentally selfish and greedy? While history shows many greed-motivated actions, this view is superficial. Greed is merely a conditioned habit, mistaken for our true nature, a pattern that can be observed and released. The mind's default survival mode operates through fear, craving, and self-centeredness. These evolutionary habits once helped us survive, but now limit us. When we observe reality without emotional projection, happiness becomes available. Our repetitive reactions create mental pathways that keep us on autopilot. When we feel emotions without avoidance, we begin an inner revolution. Though healing is gradual, even small improvements matter significantly. As we reject old patterns and choose authentic actions, our true human nature emerges, like light entering a dark room through a small hole. Throughout history, spiritual figures activated their human nature through introspection. Jesus spent 40 days in the desert. Buddha practiced various techniques for 6 years. Despite different methods, both achieved boundless love and wisdom, demonstrating our shared potential. Emotional maturity isn't about perfection, but progress, the continuous journey of improving how we relate to emotions, reclaiming power from our past, and reducing mental tension. It begins with honest self-reflection through life's challenges without suppression or avoidance. When pain overwhelms us, we often use relationships as escape routes. Without self-knowledge, we struggle to truly understand others. As self-awareness grows, we naturally discern which relationships deserve our energy and which to release. Though our circle may shrink, each interaction becomes more intentional and fulfilling. True maturity means maintaining peace during disagreements. With calm awareness, you can express your point without letting your ego escalate situations. Approaching disagreements as discussions rather than battles keeps your thinking logical and your mind flexible. Intuition manifests as a quiet knowing that persists until followed, often guiding us beyond comfort zones toward fulfillment. Unlike fear-based thinking, intuition feels like a calm bodily compass. The author followed his intuition to New York City to focus on writing, eventually publishing his first book worldwide. A flexible identity supports emotional maturity. Healing isn't about returning to an original state, it's about embracing our constant evolution. The best version of yourself emerges not during easy times, but through significant challenges. Love manifests as clarity, compassion, selflessness, flexibility, attention, acceptance, and understanding. Like water, it adapts to nourish connection. Yet we enter relationships carrying survivalist tendencies, creating tension between love, freedom, and attachment, control. Love itself doesn't hurt, it opens us. Pain comes from conditioning that blocks compassionate presence. Our attachments, cravings for specific outcomes, obstruct love's flow, often shaped by past wounds. Self-awareness helps relationships work despite imperfections. Seeing our mental patterns clearly helps distinguish between love and attachment, allowing us to choose intentional harmony over habitual reactions. The greatest gift partners can offer is commitment to their own healing, creating space for authentic connection. Relationship resilience directly connects to personal healing depth. Perfect happiness between people isn't possible, but when handled skillfully, challenges build trust and understanding. Relationships serve as growth incubators. Their proximity forces the ego to see itself. Deep friendships display distinctive signs: abundant laughter, encouraged honesty, active support, welcomed vulnerability, lowered guards, mutual inspiration, good advice, collective strength, and help during difficult times. When your mind connects deeply with your human nature, your perception shifts from being driven by old emotions to seeing reality without judgment. This transformation from survival mode to a fresh mind requires diligent introspection. Inner peace and mental clarity generate original thinking. Insights emerge when the mind is relaxed, connecting existing knowledge into new perspectives. Creativity flourishes when we're connected to ourselves, using energy typically consumed by worry. As healing progresses, boundaries become necessary. The emerging new self is fragile and needs protection. Taking healing seriously makes you selective about your time, while environments that feed old patterns can hinder growth. Your transformation extends to your community. Introspection cultivates compassion as you recognize how struggles shape patterns in yourself and others. Even with difficult people, you begin to see their harsh behaviors as likely stemming from trauma. Though you're one among billions, your thoughts and actions affect humanity's collective consciousness. A change in one is a change in millions, a truth amplified by today's surge in introspective practices. This historic moment of widespread healing will transform our world. Just as movements like civil rights have proven, collective action changes history. By reducing internal tension, you decrease potential harm entering the world through you. A calmer mind leads to more skillful actions, unleashing creativity from your well-being. Your personal healing becomes your greatest contribution to our collective transformation.